Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am excited because next week, for the first time ever, we're taking Scuba Radio on the road to the UK, and we're going to broadcast from the Boot Show in Germany. It's a first time for the world's first radio show devoted to diving to take the show to that part of the world and to attend the Boot Show, which is the largest water sports show literally in the world. It's crazy. They got boats, they got surfboards, paddle boards, and of course, all kinds of dive equipment and stuff like that that our UK dive friends are very familiar with, but maybe folks in the US not so much. So we're going to change that next week. Do a show from the Boot Show in Germany next week. You will have to tune in and listen and hear all about it. Then I leave straight from there and go to the Maldives with Explorer Ventures for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. It is going to be second to none. It's going to be remarkable. So big schedule ahead. But today we got a lot of stuff to talk about and to kind of tease for what's going to happen next week. I have my new friends from China, Kay and Lewis, who make the DiveVolk iPhone housing or just cell phone housing. Guys, how are you? And welcome to Scuba Radio.
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
Good to see you. I got him on FaceTime Live, so I can see him. You're still at the Paris Dive Show right now, and then you're heading straight to the Boot Show in Germany. Is that the deal, Kay?
Yes.
And is this your first time to the Boot Show, or have you guys done this in Germany a few years now? What do you think?
Oh, it's the second time.
Second time. Everybody's excited about this DiveVolk housing that you've created, not just for iPhones, but for pretty much all cell phones. They make different brackets for different models of phones. I got the new iPhone 11, and I have got my hands on one of these DiveVolk housings. And what's truly unique about it is that you have this squishy back to it. It's the Soft Touch Pro. Is that what you call it, Kay?
Yes, we call it Pro.
Pro, the Soft Touch Pro from DiveVolk. You can check it out, DiveVolk.com. But what I have found with these housings, which I do believe is the future for underwater video, especially for amateur schmoes like myself, is that you want something that works. A lot of companies are doing these, but when you take it down, you have a problem of not being able to use your phone because you have to adjust to the different types of buttons and things, or you have to have a Bluetooth interface. What's cool about this DiveVolk housing is you have this squishy back to it, which you guys have a patent on. Is that right, Lewis?
Yes.
Do you call it a squishy back? Is that the technical term? Or what?
So we call it a dual frame membrane.
Okay, dual frame membrane. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's sounds way more technical and cooler than squishy back. But
yes,
but
yes.
You know, the thing is, it allows you to use all the touch features on, for instance, like my iPhone, and I can use all the camera functions. I can do social media. I can do pictures. I can make a call at the surface, which is pretty cool.
Correct.
Yeah, so you can use it as a backup emergency signal if you're having trouble. So it's pretty remarkable what you guys have. And you have a worldwide patent on this membrane backing of this cell phone housing. Is that right,
yes,
Kay?
Yes, we have patent in China and U.S.
I love it. You guys have been nice enough to allow me to use one of these. I got my phone all ready to go. I haven't taken it in the water yet. It's going to be trial by fire. Or water fire? I don't know. I mean, I'm taking my iPhone down under the water in the Maldives right after the Boot Show. Have you been to the Maldives? Where do you think?
Not yet, but I really want to go there.
Well, I'll take pictures, and maybe that'll entice you to want to go to the Maldives with us next time, right?
That's great.
Are you both divers? Do you play with this underwater housing a lot yourself,
Lewis?
Yes,
sure.
Yes, yeah. Sure, of course.
Yeah, and if you go to divevolk.com, you'll see a lot of videos and stuff that they've taken. But you can imagine the user-friendliness of being able to just take your phone underwater and use it like you do on the surface. That's pretty remarkable what you guys have come up with. And I wish you the best. I would imagine the folks in Paris at the dive show that you're at right now are loving it. Is that right, Lewis?
Yes.
Yes, everyone was, whoa.
Yeah. The universal language of enthusiasm. That translates all languages, rather, whether it's Chinese, you got it. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys are going to be in Germany next week. I'm going to find you in your booth. We'll do some last-minute note-taking for what I should do with this new dive volk housing underwater. But I appreciate you being on Scuba Radio, and just hold down the fort for me down there in, well, over there in Germany until we get there. Okay? Warn them that we're coming. All right.
Okay. Look forward to seeing you there.
Once again, divevolk.com. Check out the housing, and you'll hear from Kay and Lewis possibly when we're walking around and actually doing the show from the show floor, the boot show next week in Germany. See you guys.
See you, Greg.
All right. Well, there you go. So that's a cool little start to the broadcast today. Wouldn't you agree, CJ? What do you think there, buddy? I mean, you know, what do you think?
International.
First time to Germany, you know, those folks in China, they're used to that kind of thing. But this will be a new experience for us. And I got to tell you, the housing, I was putting my iPhone in it this week to get everything ready because I haven't actually been able to put it in the water yet. But I wanted to make sure I have my light set up. There's a new light up to pick up from Light and Motion there at the boot show and use that to light up my, the stuff I hope to film underwater with my iPhone, and then I hope not to lose it.
Well, I like that there's there has to be another name that they came up that they let you know that it's called a double frame membrane, and you were calling it a squishy thing.
Yeah, the squishy screen, which is more.
Thank God you're not in charge of their marketing.
It feels good when you like move your finger along the squishing membrane.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we do have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web today. That includes Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Jerry the Diver Guy. Woo-hoo. At the moment.
What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have seen that Dive Volk housing. I know you're very jealous of me, aren't you? Especially you, Jerry. Yeah.
You're supposed to be getting me one.
I know. That's what I was going to say. He's like, where's mine?
Jerry wants his own squishy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were going to give us those and give them to us after you flew us over to Germany.
Well, you know.
Apparently that didn't work out.
Well, no, I told you guys to book your ticket that you were allowed to go.
Oh, I thought you were going to book our tickets.
No, I can't. I can't charge your credit card. They don't let me do this. So
I tried. Believe me.
Exactly.
I was told I couldn't go. I'd cause an international incident.
Well, that's quite possible. That. Yeah, one at a time. You know, I'm going there to kind of, I don't know, ease us into this type of a diving event. This is the largest diving event. Well, I mean, just water sports event in the world. Because it's basically like, like a major boat show, maybe like the Surf Expo, which is like paddle boards and surfing and all that kind of stuff, and a dive show like DEMA, all rolled into one. 9 full convention halls.
I didn't realize Germany was that into water sports.
Well, I mean,
it's before this?
Wintertime in Germany right now, yeah, so they don't have nothing else to do other than drink beer and wish to go to cool, warm places all around the world.
So the girls trade in all their lederhosen for...
Yeah, yeah, they're trading in their lederhosen for what? Beer? Or what are you thinking?
Bikinis and beer, yeah, that was going that way. Yeah.
Okay, I'll find out. I mean, I don't really know what to expect as far as the people, other than what, I encountered when we were in the Red Sea, and we saw... I met a lot of people on the boat from Germany, Switzerland, and
isn't Heidi Klum German?
Right, she'll be there. Surely,
she's got to be there, right?
Of course. I mean, once again, what else? She's not on AGT anymore, so I'm sure she'll be at the boot show, drinking beer out of a boot or a boat, which is
drinking Bailey's out of a shoe.
I don't know if they do that.
They may recognize you, Greg. I understand Sharknado movies are big in Europe.
Really?
No.
Wow.
No, he's just trying to make you feel good.
Oh, is he? Okay.
You could introduce them to Bailey's drinking from a shoe. This is what we do in America.
Yeah, we drink Bailey's out of a shoe as opposed to beer out of a boot.
Similar idea.
Maybe. But I don't drink Bailey's out of a shoe.
That's yes, you do.
Rumor and innuendo. That's old man Greg. Fish. That's old Greg. That's not me.
Oh, that's not the new Greg.
Right.
The old one that wore a tutu.
No. He graduated to a slipper now.
Okay.
Scuba radio is going to be banned from Germany after this.
You think? It's very possible. That's one of the reasons why I'm leaving Casey, and Barry at home.
Behave yourself.
Yeah. So maybe we have a fighting chance
represent
to be allowed back into the country. All right, look, Big Wave Dave. All right, Big Wave Dave is on deck. Also, we got some big industry news this week. We've had another death, unfortunately, of a big pioneer in the dive industry. We got a lot to cover. So stick around. We're just getting started here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Outside of these cities in Bolivia, there's a whole lot of, well, not much. But there is one site that dominates this otherwise dusty landscape. Lake Titicaca. What are you, 12 years old? That's the name of the lake, okay? That's its name. Lake Titicaca.
Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, won't you come out and play? Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, taking all your cares away. Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, won't you come out and play? Take me, say, Lake Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, you know you don't want to stay.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You can thank Bubble Boy for that little earworm. He's not here today, but he's here in spirit, obviously, through the magic of song.
You play that in his honor.
I did.
That's sweet.
I did indeed. But, you know, next week we'll see. He might pop back on with us. All right. Look, Big Wave Dave is up in Cleveland, you know, where Cleveland rocks, evidently. Dave, are you with us? Come in, Dave.
Hey, I'm here. Cleveland does rock, and so does the Go Dive Now pool. We got about 8 people in here trying scuba for the first time.
All right, there you go. So the Go Dive Now pool is out in full effect. That is a Cleveland boat show you're at. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, Yeah, but you know, if you're out here looking at boats, and it's like you own a boat, you might fall your anchor, you might lose your $200 Oakley. So why not learn to dive?
Okay, there. I guess there's that. Yeah, you lose your Oakleys. You know, that would make sense to save you a lot. Matter of fact, last time we were in Carriacou, you know, remember that little incident we had, CJ?
I don't.
When
refresh my memory.
When the scuba cowboy pushed me in the drink.
Oh, yes. And that was hilarious.
I got angry because
you lost your glasses.
I had my glasses on. I specifically told everybody on the boat, do not push me off the boat, as tempting as it might be, because I have my glasses on and these cost too damn much.
He's at the front of a catamaran, just way too easy.
Yeah. Thank God we were all divers, because we were able to jump in the water and, well, Brittany the Aqua Gypsy joined me, and we jumped in there, and we found him. But I was worried, because I was like, hey.
You had a security mission.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank God there wasn't too bad of a current, so they kind of went just straight down.
They went straight down. We were only at about, you know, 20 feet of water, so it was fine. But I was
you were mad.
I was angry.
Oh, that was so funny, though.
Yeah. But but you don't want people to have that kind of experience. I mean, if they're not divers, you know, think of the misery that would cause you.
Yeah.
It would linger on, but as a scuba diver, whether you get certified in the Go Dive Now pool or a local dive center, there you go. That's a way to starve off any potential problems that linger on for eternity, and you'll hate those people forever. You don't want that. You don't want to hold that inside.
I sense some, hostility.
No. So. What are you talking about?
Hate those people forever.
I'll stab you with a dull butter knife.
Okay.
Anyway. Back to Dave, who's in Cleveland with all those boats and stuff and a 20 by 40 foot pool. How are things? It's just really busy, and it's inside, obviously, because it's a little cold out there up in that neck of the woods, I assume. Right, Dave?
Yeah. Yep. It's inside. The water is 89 degrees. And I'm glad we're inside because it snowed about 4 inches this morning. So it was a little slow start in the morning at the boat show, but by 11 o'clock, everybody got shoveled out and are here enjoying the day.
All right. Well, very good. Well, I'm heading off to the boot show next week. You've never been there, but you've been there to drink beer. You've never been there.
I've been to Germany many times. Been to Dusseldorf, but just not at the boot.
All right. Any suggestions other than drinking beer out of a boot or what?
Real Germans don't do that.
Yeah, that's see.
Young Americans.
See, my crew is trying to tell me that's what I have to do when I get there.
Yeah, but you're not a real German. You're a dumb American, so.
That's what dumb Americans do in Germany?
That's what
he
just said, so that kind of strengthens our case.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not a dumb American.
Okay.
I like that delay of okay, huh?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't like it at all. Remember that dull butter knife I told you about earlier? Yeah. Be careful,
buddy. You
have
a sharp one handy?
You're on thin ice, my friend. All right. So, look, anyway, Dave, before we go, I do want to bring up the fact we lost another, dive industry icon, and that would be Wayne Hassan. You have any comments about Wayne and his organization and all that kind of thing? I mean, you had some interaction with them, didn't you?
Yeah. I've worked with been on Wayne's aggressor boats many a times. I've actually worked with Wayne and stayed at his house several times. So it's a great loss to the industry. Yeah.
We're losing too many. We lost, Mike Hanna last week, who was a major, dive industry rep, who would go around to all the dive stores.
I know Mike since I started the pool. So, yeah. I've probably known him for 20 years.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping that this is the end of it for now. But, yeah, we lost Wayne this week, too, which is really sad. But I'll let you get back to more positive things and teaching people how to dive. But I figured you might want to have a little comment or two about that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem.
When you're in the boot show, I'll be home for a week or so, and then my next show is out in Los Angeles.
L.A.
City of Angels.
He's going to Hollywood. You know, they got a new dive club out in Hollywood. You hear about that?
Not that I can think of.
Well, we're going to talk about that a little later on. I'll fill you in, or you have to listen in and find out all about that, so you'll be properly prepared for your trip to the West Coast. But you enjoy yourself. GoDiveNow.com. Dave, or Big Wave Dave, is the man. See you, buddy.
See you. Take care.
All right. There you go. He is, he's turning people on to diving. You got to love it. Yeah. Hollywood has a new club of divers. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, back to this stuff about Wayne Hassan. I just want to throw it out there real quick, too. Wayne was the figurehead of Aggressor Fleet Liveaboard Company. Been around for years. Everybody knows him or knew him. And, my interactions with him, I'll just share a quick little story. When I was just starting out scuba radio, he was doing this thing called Oceans for Youth. It was probably in the first 5 years or so of the show. And it's an organization that's still around today. And it's basically,
I remember the start of that group.
Yeah. To turn kids in school, like elementary school, onto ocean conservation and things like that. And he asked me to come over and do a show at his house in Naples. They were doing an event. And I'm like, absolutely. And so we do the event. I do a little recording. He says, hey, we're going to have a little reception at my house after. Come on over. We go over and Wayne brings out the Cuban cigars and Cuban rum. First time I'd ever had that experience. But Stephen Frank, Bob Talbot, Guy Harvey, and Jean-Michel Cousteau and me and Wayne Hassan hung out and drank Cuban rum and smoked Cuban cigars. I was a pig in
poop.
Yes, that. And I couldn't believe that I was allowed in this cool little club. And Wayne was just very gracious that way, just very willing to, bring in some slub like me. And I never forgot that. And he is going to be missed, no doubt. There'll be a lot of celebrations of his life in the dive industry in the weeks and months to come, including DEMA, I bet, in New Orleans. They'll have something going on for him. But, yeah, let's focus on more positive things, but we will be missing him, and our condolences to his family and friends. We got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, and everybody can see this on Facebook Live today. And Dave even asked, hey, is Greg gonna apologize before he arrives in Germany for the boot show next week? And I'm like, what the hell's that all about?
It does seem to be your policy
to apologize in advance.
You're an apologist.
No, I'm not an apologist. I'm
yes,
just
you
a,
are. You
I think it's more of a, being a realist. I know what we do.
Yeah, but we're not going to be with you, so...
It doesn't really matter.
I don't know how much trouble you could get into on your own.
You guys are like excess baggage that kind of comes
along. Usually, we make it worse.
That is true, but it's kind of connected to me, so I...
Just keep it all straight in interviews.
I like to cover the bases in advance that way,
We're in such trouble.
Then when they complain, then, hey, I apologize. What do you want from me? I got it out. Yeah, it's just being properly prepared here at the World's First Radio.
In case I say anything to offend you,
right?
I'm sorry.
Because I know I will. And if you do it up front, then they have nothing to gripe about, right?
I'm not sure that's how that works.
I think that's pretty accurate.
So you think that's like an insurance policy?
Yes, of course.
All right.
It's worked for me for 23 years.
So far.
So far. Yeah. Well, we'll see how the people from across the pond react, though. They may have a different, I don't know. It'll be interesting. When I was on the Red Sea and I interacted with everybody on the boat from Germany and all that, that part of the world, I was a little concerned. Like, will they get us? Will they understand this wacky sense
no.
of...
People that live here don't understand us.
But they did. And they seem to enjoy it even more than you guys do. Yeah. I got more, love from that, world and from those folks than I do from you guys.
Don't come here looking for love.
Well, yeah, because I ain't going to get that. Not that I want it. You know,
these are the same people that like David Hasselhoff, though.
True.
Yeah, he's the Hoff. What are you saying? He was in Sharknado.
Michael Knight, for God's sake.
He was in 4. I was in 3, I think. So he's not quite as good. I'm one better. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I'm obsessed with sharks. I love sharks. I love when they kill people. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's not the part most people love.
No, but it's the part they get excited about.
Yes.
I think it's a manatee. I don't think it was a shark at all. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That happened to me in real life on the Banana River years ago. I was windsurfing. And before I became a certified scuba diver, I was on top of the water, cruising on this, it's basically a surfboard with a sail on it, right? And I see this big gray hump. Or it's more black, and come out of the water about 10 feet away from me. And I literally pooped my pants.
Gross.
Because I thought it was a shark and...
It was a manta?
It was a... No, or like a killer whale or something that could eat me.
A killer whale in the Banana River.
It's connected to the ocean. It's right there by the mouth of the ocean there, CJ.
But orcas don't hang out down
there.
Well,
I didn't know what... It was massive.
They like cold water.
And it was big, and it would look plenty big enough to eat me. And, you know, and that was before, once again, I was a diver, and I realized, like, you know, most of the stuff doesn't want to even, you know, look at you, let alone, get near you.
So did you find out what it was?
Yeah. A few years later, after I got certified, I realized, oh, that was a manatee. I'd seen the hump come up out of the water. I do.
I couldn't tell it was a manatee.
No, I didn't. At that point, I didn't even know what manatees were. To be honest, I was, you know, a fresh Florida transplant. Oh. So, you know, that's the thing. But, you know, another reason why you need to be a diver, you'll learn about the marine life and why you don't need to be, you know, afraid of it.
There was no need to poop yourself over a manatee.
Right. That was just silly.
And in the future, you actually went and swam with them.
This is true. Yeah.
In the freezing water.
It was a little on the chilly side.
I did that once.
It was cold.
Nipply, as we say.
Yeah.
But another reason to become a diver. Now, you know, our activity has, you know, obviously branched out in many different ways and different, you know, communities and groups and things like that. Hollywood is actually getting involved on another level that I haven't seen. I mean, we see things like dive movies. There's this new underwater movie where it's kind of like Aliens and The Abyss, I think. I haven't seen it yet, but it's Kristen Stewart, you know, the vampire girl. She is the star of this. I think that opens this weekend. But I love that because any movies, whether it's a Sharknado, you know, other than the whole shark, you know, serious ones like, you know, Deep Blue or Jaws or whatever.
The Meg.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those in the diving side of the world. But when they incorporate just underwater scenes, I mean, I've said this a million times, The Abyss inspired me to want to become a scuba diver. That was the movie I saw and I was like, hey, I want to go there. And that was kind of like, you know, planted the seed that, hey, maybe I could do the scuba diving thing at some point. So I think it's always good when Hollywood, you know, puts their focus on diving themed movies or underwater scenes and things like that. So there was a press release put out last week that there's a group of Hollywood, people in the community, the Hollywood community that have created a dive club. So, they called it Hollywood Divers, which is going to create some problems for them because there's literally a dive store in Hollywood called Hollywood Divers. And they're super nice guys. I see them every year at the scuba show. So I have a feeling they're going to have a problem if they try to, you know, and use this name Hollywood Divers as their official club. But regardless, they're basically getting, you know, all these famous directors and not necessarily actors. There could be some. But get them together like, hey, we're Hollywood Divers. Let's go do a dive trip. And, you know, you're talking about people like Tom Cruise that are divers, supposedly, and Will Smith. You know, all those folks that we've covered on the show, when we hear about their little dive adventures, they're actually getting together their little group and using it as inspiration for their movies. One of the directors is quoted as saying that when she goes underwater, her gig is actually to create those, you know, crazy scenes like from Avatar or something and putting people in a new world. And she goes, you know, when I go diving, I get inspired because I see this stuff that looks so foreign, and it gives me ideas on what I can do to create these new worlds on screen. So, you know, they're seeing it as an outlet. And obviously, an escape is one of the other comments he said from the hustle and bustle of producing a movie or TV show that is just evidently insane. As you maybe you could imagine, or you think it's maybe the cushiest job in the world, possibly too. But I have a feeling there's a lot of work that goes into that crazy stuff. So I can kind of relate, you know, to way they're thinking. On the downside of it,
do we have any names yet? Do you have any big names we might know?
Well, you know, all the people attached to it are working on films and shows and movies and things that you would definitely be familiar with. But a lot of them are like, you know, names of directors and things that you wouldn't you wouldn't recognize by their name. But, you know, like presidents of Columbia Pictures and stuff like that, you know, bigwigs that make buku bucks, you know. So, I mean, I admire the fact they want to get together like that and get, you know, out there under the water amongst their peers. But on the other side of the coin, I'm like, hey, guys, don't stick to yourself. Branch out of that Hollywood group. Let us come in. We'll show you how it's done. Oh, you guys aren't buying this?
Why don't you? Be good to have on the show.
Right. You know, if Tom Cruise wants to dive, hey, bud, I'm available. I could be your buddy.
Mission possible.
Yeah. And, you know, there's people, you know, Jennifer Aniston. Maybe we can get her certified. Reese Witherspoon. You know, they got that new show, the morning show that's on Apple TV. Yeah, they got downtime. They want to get away from the hustle, but we'll take them diving. And then we'll share our world, which has no interest to them whatsoever.
No, they're interested.
No, I don't think so. But they wouldn't. But
Greg, who knows? There could be a whole movie based on scuba radio. I can see it now.
Really?
Just like Howard Stern had Private Parts.
Yeah.
There could be a movie based on scuba radio. Parts.
Shrinkage.
No,
that wouldn't be the working title.
You know,
Scuba Parts.
Okay. Well, anyway, I you know, once again, I just saw that story and I thought it was kind of cool that Hollywood is, you know, they want in, but I just don't think that they should just keep to themselves. They need to, if they want to join the diving community, join the diving community. Don't create your own little club and just get
with a dive club? Lots of people have clubs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if they do that, they're going to go out and dive with themselves.
They don't have to do that exclusively. Maybe sometimes they'll just...
I think they want to keep it themselves.
They're special.
Stay away from the general public.
Get bored with each other and...
they would. Know, that's what I'm saying. Expand your horizons, Hollywood. Don't shut us out. We want to stalk you. We're here for.
It's warmer here.
I was in Sharknado.
Greg, please. Yeah.
I was in Sharknado, so that I technically kind of...
They might welcome you there. Oh, okay, he's in.
That's what I'm thinking. But I think it's going to be more like, I don't think so.
I was in Sharknado 3.
Restraining orders everywhere.
They begrudgingly accept you. Okay, we have to let him in.
Right.
He was an extra.
Exactly.
Technically, he's got us.
Right. He was a sweaty Florida tourist in Sharknado 3. That's kind of a big deal.
To no one.
So anyway, when I go out to the scuba show, that's where we have the opportunity to possibly mingle with that whole crowd. And I mean, would you dig that if like we found out a big, you know, Hollywood movie mogul was on the dive boat? Would you feel special about that, CJ? Or
not necessarily a mogul.
We're all equal on the dive
boat. But I tell you what, you get Jennifer Aniston on the boat, that would get my attention.
Hell yeah.
I say, hello, Nash lady.
And then she would call her security.
Security.
Keep this one away. Yeah. But no, we are all equal on the dive boat. You know, so it doesn't matter from what walk of life you might be from. You know, we have that common bond of diving, you know, so it kind of brings everyone down to our level.
Someone pushes you off the boat. We have to go jump in and find your glasses.
Right.
And then we all have a good chuckle about it.
Hey, he's worth $1 billion. Hey, okay, I'll save him.
Who?
You know, the big movie mogul guy.
No, they push you off.
Oh, they push me off.
Yeah, maybe you missed that.
And they, let him drown.
No, it's...
That would be the security.
You wouldn't drown.
I wouldn't drown, no, because I know how to swim, and I'm a diver. I'm a diver, damn it! Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I thought I had seen all the wonders of the deep.
I thought I had known all the beauty of the shore.
Here at last, where our two worlds meet,
I finally felt my true heart soar.
I feel brand new.
I feel so free.
I feel an increased flow of mucus in my fish genitalia.
I feel like I've never... Whoa. What was that?
I said, I feel an increased flow of mucus in my fish genitalia.
I'm not following.
Well, you see, when I feel this way about somebody so special, I release extra slime to lubricate the scaly membrane that closes off my egg sac. So now my heart...
no. Wait. No. Hang on a second. You mean to tell me that down there you've got fish business going on?
What'd you expect, silly?
But wait, when you get up on land, you grow legs, right?
Of course I do.
Oh, thank God.
Yep, the legs turn human. But believe you me, baby, the hoo-ha's all mackerel.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. We are on Facebook Live and then connected via the web. We also have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. That'd be Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Barry the Lobster Bugger at the moment.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, Casey, what?
Did you hear the sad news out of the Keys?
What sad news would that be?
Pilar Rum will no longer make the World War II canteen bottles.
Why? Well, what's up with that? They cost too much?
They announced that they're no longer going to produce the bottle.
Really?
Moment of silence.
Yeah. Mm. Just thought I'd let you know.
Okay,
don't
but they're
drop
still
those bottles, folks.
They're not going
to still produce the rum. Yeah.
Oh, woo.
Yeah, I didn't mean to scare you.
You did. Absolutely, that's some good rum right there.
Also, Casey, are you a leprechaun today?
Yeah, what's up with the green hat there,
I'm working
Casey?
Up to it. We're only a little over 30 days away.
Wow, I've never seen somebody prep so much for St. Patrick's Day.
And you know what? It's crazy.
Gotta get it right.
And it, well,
you start drinking early. Year.
30 days away, huh? Can't count either.
Countdown.
A little over 30 days.
A little over. More like 60, but that's okay. Isn't it?
But who's counting?
Right.
Well, you know, it just gives me extra time to keep working at it.
Okay.
He started drinking early. That's why he lost count.
Uh-huh. I even have my brass leprechaun glass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I think you perfected the hat. That looks pretty good.
It does.
Thank you, sir.
It's more of a close-up kind of video.
It fits right.
Caption
it's,
that we
it's
have.
It's the perfect color.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like one of those silly cartoony hats.
It illustrates why.
No, this one actually costs some money.
Yeah, well, you can tell that's a quality chapeau right there.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
It was definitely a high-dollar piece at the Party Central.
Now, Barry's getting jealous because we're talking so much about Casey's hat and not his
that doesn't
cap.
Diminish Barry's hat at all.
Not at all, but both examples are reasons why we do not share that video stream worldwide on the web at Facebook Live.
Well, that's
actually...
Yeah.
Actually, Barry had paper towels on top of his head a while ago, so.
He did.
Yeah, he was doing a Gumby impersonation.
Oh, I thought he was
Scumby. Scumby.
Scumby.
Scumby.
What the hell
is wrong with you people?
He had a paper towel on his head and fins on his ears.
Okay. I'm just sitting back and watching and listening. That's all.
All right. That's what he does. Well, you know, there's a show within the show during the commercial break sometimes, and Jerry, the diver guy, mentioned something about, you know, I guess trying to say, hey, look, you may have been on Sharknado, Greg, but, you know, I have some Hollywood blood in me, too. And that's not just talking about Elvis Presley. I mean, Jerry's last name is Presley, and he says he's a cousin of Elvis. I have no reason to doubt him. But you mentioned that you are on, what, Finding Bigfoot? That TV show? Were you the Bigfoot or what?
I was not.
It what had nothing to do with your hairy back or anything like that.
Not my hairy butt, neither.
Okay, well, that was more information than we needed.
Bigfoot, though.
Now I'm going to get sick.
Like Bigfoot, though, he is out of focus slightly.
Yeah, so true.
Anyway,
okay, explain this. Did this really happen? Well, what do you mean you were on the TV show Finding Bigfoot, Jerry?
You can go to the episode Virginia is for Bigfoot Lovers.
Yeah.
And I am on that episode.
What, saying that you saw Bigfoot?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so...
I can't go into TV magic, but...
What,
yes,
did you have to... Do you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement? NDA?
Well, you know, I just can't talk about stuff.
But let's mention it on a national
exactly.
show. And they chroma keyed him right in there because they couldn't get him on
wait
the
a minute,
first
hold
or
on.
Second thing.
Come on, Jerry. Fess up. How long ago did this happen?
It's been a few years ago.
Okay, so you can talk about it.
It's aired by now.
You were that guy like, hey, I was in the mountains of Virginia, and I saw this big hairy thing. He was like 8 feet tall.
And then I seen Bigfoot.
Was that you?
Yeah, pretty close.
Was that after?
We had the still one night.
You're right. Was it after or before you were doing a little quality control there in the woods during quote-unquote season? Neither.
I kind of got drugged into this, okay?
Got drugged. You got drugged and then abused by Bigfoot? Oh, my God. You know, there's things we learn about the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad that we wish we never heard. But now you know, and that may explain a lot of why he says the things he does. You know, you got to relate to these people sometimes. It helps you connect. Right?
Chupacabra.
Yeah, maybe we should just stick to diving.
Yeah,
that'd probably be better. All right, more coming up in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.